This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. I wonder if you like spicy food. I know that I do. I enjoy sometimes eating Indian food, sometimes Thai food or other Asian food. The spices are all so unique and each one tastes really good. Of course, one of the spices we use in almost everything is salt. Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's no good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Do you know that God's plan for your life is that your life should reveal the beauty of life lived with God at the center of it? Your life should show other people that. When Jesus talks about salt, you know, salt has many purposes. It can be used as a preservative to keep meat good. But the thing Jesus emphasizes about salt is that it makes things tasty. If the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown out. Salt needs to make things tasty. So when Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth, what does he mean? He means that we should be making life on this earth taste better for the people around us. They should feel like it's great to be around him. It's great to be around her because life is so much tastier when that person is around. But not only should we bring that joy that God brings into life with us, into our relationships, but also it should be obvious to people where that difference comes from. Jesus says, "You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill can't be hidden. You don't light a lamp and put it under a basket." Well, neither should you in your life have the light of God in your life and hide it. No, it should be open. Everyone should know that you love the Lord Jesus. Everyone should know that you love God, that he's the most important thing in your life. Then when they see the difference in you, they won't just think, "Man, he's a great guy, she's a great girl." No. They'll say, "It's because of God in that person's life. That's what makes them different." You know, God would be so blessed if you were to go into this day with a ministry mindset that looks for ways to make life tastier for those around you, and that points to God as the difference maker in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.